Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I wish I could say I can't believe what Jeremy just said, but honestly, as much as I fly, people have lost their faculties in a post-COVID world on airplanes. I don't know what is happening.
Well, you get the people who are afraid to fly, so they feel like, you know, it's a good thing. Either I'm going to get super high or super drunk, or
hear me out, grow up. Okay? You're in more danger getting into a car.
I know.
Get on the plane. You're fine.
I got to get either really high or really drunk, and then I can hop on this
plane. Well, honestly, I'm at a point with this show some days. I feel like I should get high and drunk before coming in here and David handing me a bushel of papers.
You okay?
No, I'm anything but okay. Read the ticket text, will you please? We just did a damn receipt segment. I know, I can't wait for that to bite us in the ass. Odyssey.com Rewind, you want to hear why the Tigers winning might matter, because it won't be for the playoffs.
And you know, you could get all these answers right. We don't know what the season brings.
I know.
No, but they know, just like the texter, King Petty is collecting his receipts. That's, we know it. What he's going to do with them.
That's it. All the rubber faces in it.
Well, this is to be a December show where we can break it down on December 1st.
Wonderful. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Someone else is answering your question, which, yes, Florida State and Georgia Tech are in Dublin, Ireland.
Wait, what?
They're in Dublin, Ireland this year.
What? There's always a game in week zero in Dublin, I guess.
Yeah, and that's... it should feature Notre Dame with that stupid cartoon leprechaun.
You mean not Nebraska?
Yeah, or Northwestern or Florida State, Georgia Tech.
But when I think Dublin, I think Wildcats. I think Northwestern.
This sport is so sunk. Why wouldn't you just play the game in Atlanta, sell out a stadium, all the fans can go to it? Who the hell's going to Dublin to watch a college football game? Who? Yeah,
let alone Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I don't know. It makes no sense to me for them.
What time is that disaster on?
That's a great question. It's probably a noon.
Give me Georgia Tech getting the 11.
Because at that time, it'll be nighttime for them. Or, yeah.
Someone's saying it's no way Michigan loses more games than Penn State.
Okay, why? Do you have reasons besides the fact you're touching yourself? Like, what are we doing here? Like, you got to have reasons if you're an adult.
Quarterbacks. That's why.
Here's the reasons you're going to lose more games than Penn State. These are reasons, not opinions. You lost your starting quarterback who was a first-round pick. You lost one of the best running backs in school history. You lost not one, not two, not three, not four, but all five starting offensive linemen. You lost three of your top four wide receivers. You lost two of your best defensive players, one to a blown-out knee and one went to Bama. You lost an amazing, versatile, weapon, jackknife in Mikey Sanders still. I mean, you want me to keep going? You lost your whole coaching staff. It's like just people take stupid pills around here. Anywhere else in America, that opinion, people go, you know what? I get that. Here in the belly of the blue beast, you'd think I called someone's mother a whore.
Well, that's why we put it in here, because it's thought-provoking, because here, people do think that they're going to be so much better. But I look at another reason. You're playing a real schedule for the first time. You get a lot of games at home.
Yeah, so I was going to say, Michigan never plays anybody on the road.
But you start off in week two with no quarter. Like, if this was last year and you knew JJ was your quarterback, I would feel better about playing Texas. Whoever starts the Texas game is going to be your starting guy, but they don't know yet who's going to be out of the five QBs auditioning. That's problematic.
I still think they'll be good. I just have a hard time believing they get the 10 wins.
I think if Sherrone Moore can find the QB early and identify the leader of the team, yes. But if he's playing the quarterback shuffle game in those first couple of games, that's where you can end up.
Here's the other thing. Why is your win total 8.5 if you're just a monolith? I mean, Vegas doesn't do discounts. Remember last year, nobody understood why State was at 5.5? We're going, geez, that feels awfully low. Like, shouldn't they be better? Cutscene, hotel room, season over, dead. I don't know.
And then you also got to wonder what's going to happen.
Go ahead, put your house on the over. You're so confident.
With the NCAA and what's going to happen. Is that going to become a distraction? Is Moore going to be coaching all the games?
It's just a cheeseburger, you Sparty bleep.
I know.
Oh, wait. Go ahead.
Oh, I love these cult members. Okay, we know what Michigan lost, but look at what we added.
Rick, what'd you add?
And Wyandotte.
What'd you add?
Mangum.
Who's a backup? And your own coaching staff is saying he's struggling to adjust to the culture and won't play a lot at the start. Why do I know more about your team than you do? What else did you add? Did you add a high-priced quarterback? Nope. I'm sorry, did Dante Moore come home?
You got Donovan.
Who can't stay healthy and has never been the starter. Got it. Who did you add? Tell me what we are supposed to over our ding-a-lings.
You went to the portal and added a new offensive line.
Great. They're not as good as the best O-line in the history of the school. And that's not a shot. It's a compliment. The guys you lost were phenomenal.
I'll say this. Yeah, Will Johnson can't cover everybody.
So. No, Will's great. Mason Graham's the top 10 pick. And certainly, you could say Loveland's probably a second-round tight end. You got a couple high-end players. You still have talent, but gee whiz, guys.
If I'm a top team playing Michigan, I'm going to tell my top receiver, we're not throwing you the ball today. You're going to get a lot of exercise. You're just going to take Will deep.
Or you just find a way to get him away from it. You can do that with scheme and different things. That's all. But I'm with you. I just, dude, it's not. No one is saying they're terrible. But the idea, like I was asked the question, who's going to win more games, Penn State or you? Penn State. You know how little I think of James Franklin. Oh, I'm sorry. I must have missed where I like Penn State. I hate them. Those stupid space ball helmets, that broke bleep offense. They're another group of cultists.
Yeah, they are.
David?
Michigan is an interesting situation, though. The defense is going to be solid, at least the front seven. The offense is the question mark. There's a chance they can get to 10, but I don't see it.
You know, if in order for Michigan to get to 10 wins, you're going to have to become something you hate. You're going to have to become Iowa football for the past few years, where you rely on your defense. Hopefully your special teams can make a couple of plays. Your kicker can hit some field goals, and you win games 16-13, 16-10.
Their best benefit is they never leave home, ever. And look, I don't think, I will say this again. Don't put last year on. Last year it was horns up. Like, I thought Texas was back. This year it's horns down. I don't think Texas is nearly as good as people think they are. I'm not saying Michigan doesn't have a shot at them. The difference is I don't think Michigan just automatically is going to roll out of the rack and win every game like they have the last few years. Yeah, I think there are holes here.
When I see teams like that that are similar to each other, you look at who's at the best player on the field, they got the better quarterback. Because I don't know who the Michigan quarterback is going to be for that game.
Yeah, Ewers needs a win like that, because I got to be honest with you. I still don't think he's the guy. Like, he's their starter, but I don't think he's the dude. Like, I'm not ready to say Quinn Ewers is going to be a first-round pick. Would you take him to lead your NFL team right now?
No.
He still goes through some weird funks.
No, but I think I read that. Is he the latest person in the Dr. Pepper commercials? Yeah, it's Quinn Ewers.
He is, and they happen to mention cheating in there as well.
Do they?
Yeah, in a way. They do it funny, but in a way they do.
Oh, that's it. I'm sure the cultists are now going to boycott Dr. Pepper.
I didn't know so many people would be triggered off of one question.
No, this is what happens. Oh, this is what happens when everything on this station is the MDN except us.
Well,
people are conditioned.
Well,
call into the mornings. John's got them going 17-0. They don't even play 17 games.
Ironically enough, the MDN bankrupt. It happened while you were gone.
I mean, the school's morally bankrupt, so I mean,
they're just being sold to a different company.
How did you go bankrupt selling all this championship gear?
That's a flag.
Maybe the hillbillies ran out of money.
Flag? Because they're being bought out. It's part of the process. Arbitrary.
Kenny, is that a flag?
Yes.
Kenny says no. I thought you sold gear throughout the country.
What do you want from me? I didn't even know.
They're being sold.
Okay. David, I don't. You're no like, offense, but I'll be the last guy to ever enter the MDN. Like, that's not, it ain't nothing there for
I'm
me.
Just giving I'm the just facts because like, Rico's not giving the
okay,
facts.
Okay, they're millions of dollars in debt. I don't know how they got
and
that.
And so way. They're doing it so that they can be sold.
Okay.
That's yeah,
leave
the
me
facts.
Out of this. I didn't have any idea about any of that situation. Okay. All right, let's get to business. If you missed anything, we started out Tigers, 2-3 from the Yankees, sweep the Mariners. What does it all mean? I'll tell you what it means. Nothing for this season. You're too far out of it. But if they can get hot, could it force Scott Harris and Chris Ilitch to act like they care and spend a little money? That's the only reason I'll be excited. But we talked about it. We also talked about the Lions, some of the concerns the other shows are moaning about. It's all there, Odyssey.com Rewind. Kenny, you have a problem on your hands. I want to talk about this. One segment, I want to help you. Because you started to explain, and I said, shut up, we'll do it on the show.
Here we are. So I, over the weekend, received a phone call from an old high school friend. Used to be a very good...
See that black?
No, none of that. None of that. Do you want to help this or not? You're already looking at buttons.
So tonight, I want oral...
Roberts, and that's not what we're talking about.
I'd like to jank myself.
Damn it! Can I continue, or is it? Do you have one more
over
button,
here, Kenny?
All right,
I got nothing else.
Am I getting rid of black jobs? Anything else? Peanut gallery,
David. No. We should leave.
One fly, two fly. That's
go
how
ahead.
I feel.
Go ahead.
No, so I received a phone call over the weekend from an old buddy of mine. He used to be a really close friend of mine in high school. We go way back. I haven't really talked to him a whole bunch since high school. And he invites me to his wedding or asked me for my address over the phone. Yeah. So I sent him the address. And the wedding is the end of next month.
Nope.
It is less than 2 months away. I told him, yeah, I'd talk to the lady. We'll see what we're doing. I don't know where this begins or ends.
It ends right here. The answer is no. This guy's a freeloader and he wants a gift. That's all it is. You're out.
See, I looked at it as it was. Did he call you?
Yeah, he called me.
Yeah, it was almost like out of obligation, like Kenny may find out I got married and I didn't invite him. So let me kind of half-ass do this. I'll invite him 3 days before the wedding.
Or?
So he'll say no.
Or, hey, do you have any idiots in your Rolodex who will buy us something nice and we can upcharge them to come to our wedding? Yeah, I got a guy.
See, that's interesting that you would say that, though, because to me, it felt more like somebody had dropped out and there was still a spot. David?
Right, and he's trying to fill it because he's already paid for the venue and for the plate, and he wants you to give him a little envelope.
It's close enough. Well, the end is getting really here to his wedding, and he lost a seat, and he wants someone to fill it to him a gift.
So, Kenny, basically, he's treating you like the group of five team.
Yeah.
I get a seat at the table, but is it really a seat at the table?
Right, you're there, but you happen to notice a lot of little people around you. They're called children. You're at the little kid's table.
Kenny's the seventh corner that they took. He's a depth move. The kid will never play, but you add him to the roster.
I happen to enjoy the guy's company. I mean, he's a good dude.
You enjoy his company so much, you haven't seen him since high school.
Well, that's kind of where the sticking point with me is.
Enjoy his company.
I haven't seen this. I saw him at a party once, like a year ago, and it wasn't even his party.
And then on top of that,
see that black?
Hey, do you want to go to a fall wedding? No.
Oh, what week is the wedding?
It's on a Friday, so it's not a,
even worse.
It's not on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Yes, but you got the Big Ten games out West Coast on Friday nights.
No way.
Thank God.
The answer's no. Turn it down. Don't ever talk to him again.
So he's a freeloader, is what you're saying.
See, I looked at it as that you were I don't want Kenny to be angry at me if he finds out.
Wait a minute, how would he be angry? Kenny hasn't seen him in 10 years.
Well, at a reunion.
Well, what reunion? Kenny didn't graduate. Right?
Yeah, but he didn't know if Kenny's a spiteful person.
Jesus. One fly, two fly.
Wow. Listen, why would you go? Do you even know the name of the person he's marrying?
I think I might. I met her one time.
Oh.
That one singular time.
Oh.
So, does she listen to this show?
Oh. I don't know. Oh. We'll find out probably. It's out there now. I'll probably be receiving a text at some point.
Of what?
I don't know.
I think it's sketchy.
I don't think there's anything to be mad about. If he didn't invite me, I wouldn't have been offended either.
Because it's didn't know if he was alive. If this guy died, would you have known when the funeral was?
No. I would have found out. It wouldn't have been like through the first two or three people to find out, though. That's for sure.
Exactly, which means you don't count.
Mm. I wouldn't have been offended if he hadn't invited me in the first place. Like you said, we haven't
talked. First of all, when you don't get invited to a wedding, you know what you should say?
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Because second of all, there's better than 50% odds. He's going to have a second one. So who cares?
Oh, come on. What are we doing here?
We're talking truth. All right, David, I'm tired of this. Weddings are hostage situations. All this is now is a game. It's a way to collect money, to subsidize their life, and probably pay their credit card debt. It's not about love.
So it's
not about any of this. It's a grift.
I will say this, Kenny.
I'm pumped up when I'm not invited to a wedding.
Oh, even better if you're not involved in it at all.
Even better. Right. That's another grift.
If you're true friends,
pay for my bachelor party.
That's all Kenny did was bitch about bachelor parties the last 5 years. He's been on 17 of the damn things.
We're not allowed to talk about that.
Not that one. He's been to others.
Our little show.
He's been to a zillion of these things. He's got a bachelor party every week.
But I'll say this, Kenny. If you were true friends, he wouldn't have to call you to ask you for your address.
Yeah, hello.
He would already have it. And would have already sent this months ago.
Yeah, I would say if you haven't talked to the person in 6 months, you're not obligated to.
6 months? Try 6 years.
No. It's been a while. I'm saying, but if you haven't talked to somebody within 6 months that you don't, you know what? I know you're dating this person. Listen, hey, how's it going with her? Thinking about getting married.
I'll give you a great example. If you don't talk to somebody within 6 months or a year before they die, you don't go to the funeral.
See, I thought I had a leg to stand on because I was like, all right, so we moved recently. I moved recently, and I was like, well, that was during the pandemic or right after. That was 4 years ago, so that's not even that recently that I moved.
It's not recent. Kenny, if the guy dropped dead and you hadn't seen him in 4 years, I don't think you need to be at the funeral. I don't care about social protocol.
No, see, that could be different. Because
no, it's not.
No, because, Mike, there are some people that you don't need to talk to, but it's like, you could talk to them 2 years from now, and you'll pick right up from your previous conversation.
Not if they're dead. I wouldn't go to the funeral. Okay. Funerals suck. And then if you go, it's like you're patronizing the people that lost this person because what? You're there to look good? It's the same thing as these stupid weddings. You're not his friend.
You're there to pay your respects,
no,
Mike.
You're not. That's a made-up thing.
No, it is not a made-up thing.
Rico, I understand what you're saying. There are certain people or some people that you may not talk to.
I don't have to talk to you every day.
But we catch back up every time we see each other.
Right. But you know plenty of people go to those events for no other reason than to make themselves look good. True or false, and you know it's true.
See, I think as you get older.
You're one of those people,
no,
aren't you?
No, I'm
Rico,
not.
Rico, sashays by the corpse.
No, I do not. No. Nope.
You're a funeral guy.
I am not funeral guy at all. As a matter of fact,
funeral guy. No, wow.
As a matter of fact, I am the antithesis of that. I have to really know you well in order to go. I do
Thank
not.
You. So here's
do
my
that. Funeral.
There's up north guy. There's boat guy. There's funeral
no,
guy.
I do not do funerals.
No, and
we
can
end that right here.
No, and I don't think you have to. That's right. My point. Like you don't have to say yes to a wedding you're invited to. To hell with that.
Yeah.
Plus at least a funeral's final. Dead. There's no undead. These weddings, no one stays married anymore. Kenny can get them on the rebound. That's the difference. Look at the divorce statistics.
I'm not allowing that.
Who's Kenny getting on the rebound?
Well, that depends. I don't know. I don't.
I was like, wait.
You gotta give him that huck to it.
Like, wait a minute.
I was like, I'm getting a rebound. What's going on here?
You mean hanging out with his buddy on the rebound?
I meant the second go around when he inevitably is married again.
Okay. Getting divorced and Rico's funeral guy. All right.
We've established a lot here.
Yeah, I don't do
funeral. I'm with you. And I get tired of people judging people. Oh, did you see Bob didn't go to the funeral? Bob hadn't seen the person in 8 years. They don't talk.
There's probably a short list of people that I will actually go to their funeral if I'm still around. But other than that, the best you'll get from me is, you know, a phone call, maybe a visitation family hour.
But even that's obligatory. Listen, it is what it is. I think the whole funeral thing for non-immediate family or friends is largely performative. And I think it is something that needs to stop, yeah. Just like weddings. This whole thing, there are like, listen, these people hold... Last year, I'll give you a great example. You know what?
No, but here's
the
beauty.
We're up against it. I can't do anything anymore.
You know what? Finish it on the next
one. No, nobody cares. We'll move on. It's just going to say all these weddings.
I didn't say a word. My hands didn't move.
Because here's the thing. I honestly think if you gave the people
nobody likes 300 people. Why would you have 300 people at your wedding?
You know what? How about I give me, I'll buy the opt out. How about I'll just give you a check for $150 and I don't have to be there.
There you go. Why can't you pay your way out of a funeral? Yep. I didn't want to be there, but here's $100. I mean, what are you going to do? Like, it doesn't make sense.
I was talking weddings, but oh, sure.
It's both.
The Valenti and Rico Show is presented by Femininio Law. Go to GetDavidGetPaid.com.
All right, a few minutes. We'll get back to football. Talk Lions, top of the hour. If you missed anything, Odyssey.com rewind. We took a quick TO because Kenny was victimized over here. He's got a grifter inviting him to a wedding. It's totally ridiculous. And we found out that Rico shows up at funerals to pick up chicks. Unbelievable.
I'm with Frank the Tank.
You're Chaz. No, I'm kidding. No.
Yeah, Chaz. Yeah.
No, it's weddings and funerals are two things that a lot of people go to a lot of that they don't want to go and they shouldn't go. Kenny should not go. He hasn't seen a guy in 10 years.
He's out there hang gliding. Oh, look at me. Look at me.
Dead. What an idiot. David.
I don't even go to my closest relative's wedding. Waste of time. Someone else signed anonymous because he listens regularly. A buddy of mine got married recently. He started inviting anyone and everyone last minute. We all saw right through it.
Thank you.
Just wanted gifts or filled the seats.
This story, I'm serious. This was real life, and it is the epitome of stupidity. So one of the weeks I was in New York last year for football, there was a wedding. You know the movie Home Alone 2?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the hotel it's filmed at, it's like the Plaza.
Right.
You know, celebrity guests of the Ding Dong Dang. So somebody had a wedding near Christmas time. They had shut the street. They had horse-drawn carriages. There were like 300 people. I mean, that's a million-dollar wedding. No one even likes 300 people. Why would you attend said wedding? Look at all the huge weddings we have locally. You don't even like that many people.
Even if you just split it down the middle, give me 150 people.
I don't like 150 people. It's not even something. David doesn't like 150 people.
I don't, and I made that mistake in my life.
Okay, no. Which one? The first kid or the second?
No, inviting a number of people to the wedding.
First kid.
No, but yeah, now that you put it in that way, it's like, yeah, you really don't.
So my point is, if you don't like that many people, how could you get offended that they don't come? That they're not there?
Because I think deep down, everybody wants to see, you know, the full congregation.
Here's the other thing. Oh, you didn't go to so-and-so's funeral. Yeah, what's their opinion? Wait for it. They're dead.
Yeah, they don't really care.
Now, if you're friends with the family and you care about them, go. But if you don't talk to the person, or much less you didn't like them, why are you there? Like, I can't stand it when you go to a wake or a viewing, you got people laughing like it's the Ed Sullivan Show. Pay your respects and leave. This isn't comedy hour.
No, Mike, you're reflecting back on the good times. Yeah, talking to people and enjoying the good times.
Yeah, well, there's a body next to you. Totally normal behavior.
How about this? Stories about the individual.
Okay, I promise you this.
What?
If you go first, we will not attend.
Don't.
We're going to go to a horse race.
That's fine. I won't care. I'm dead. That may be a way to honor him. That you might be right.
We're headed to Sarasota, Florida,
and we're going to horse racing.
You'll have trouble. They don't have a track. But I wish you luck in your quest.
Sarasota.
All right. Ticket text, please.
Oh, Kenny Cott is not going to turn down free food and a drink.
It's not free. He has to buy them a gift.
Thank you. Worse than weddings and funerals are graduation parties. My wife and I will never go to one. We made sure our kids didn't have them either. Yeah, that is from John.
Me and my wife have a policy. We just send an envelope. There are no graduation parties. Like, I'm not going to be a jerk. I don't want to hurt the kid. God bless. Have a great life. I'll send you a little envelope, but no shot.
The only exception is like little Tommy that you saw grow up since he was five.
I don't even care. Little Tommy doesn't talk to me no more. Here's an envelope. David?
What'd you do to little Tommy, man?
I cannot believe this text. This cannot be real.
What?
My cousin had 700 people at his wedding in San Diego.
I quit.
I cannot believe that.
I give up. You know, the worst part is the families demand it. Certain families who are planning it, oh my God, you have to invite Aunt Beatrice. Who?
You know, your aunt and your brother's cousin's side. Did I ever meet her before?
Kenny, you're not going, right?
700?
That's the consensus. Otherwise, I'm labeled a loser or something at this point,
right? You are. You're a sucker.
Kenny, you don't have to go. Okay. So what's the downside? You don't talk to him for another 10 years?
No, I don't know. I feel bad about it. It's basically what you were saying earlier. It's, you know, I was good friends with this guy at one point. Very good friends.
Right. Actually. So such good friends you haven't talked in 10 years.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
Okay. So you're not going.
That's now, where like the lean is.
There are people that you may talk to once a year or so. And it's just like, wow. Don't know how this happened, and you catch up, and you just kind of because
it
you
is
have
kind
a life,
of like that. Though, is if I hung out with him tomorrow, it would be just like it was, you know, 5-6 years.
So basically, years. You don't like this guy.
No, I do like this guy.
Well, you're short on friends. So if you have someone you like, why wouldn't you hang out with them?
Redneck, no friends. What's next, huh? One fly, two fly.
The same, man. You may want to just, you know, you don't have to.
No, I the lean is probably not. I'll talk to the lady, see what she thinks.
No, she doesn't get an opinion. It's your friend.
I mean, what, the last time you spoke to this guy, what, the Tigers were relevant?
That's another angle of this, too, is I was just at a family member's wedding a few weeks ago.
Do you like them?
Yes, very much so. And we did a lot of ring shaming about me not having one for my lady. So another wedding, that's not going to help with that at all.
No, because you don't want to buy a ring.
Not yet. Not yet. Once we move out of this, our favorite apartment that we like to talk about, then that's going to be on
the
table.
Have your neighbors calmed it down, or are they still caving the ceiling in on you?
Oh, summertime was busy months.
Spanking, spanking, spanking.
All the drops.
It's still wet.
Yes. It's probably what happened right now. Who needs an alarm at 2 in the afternoon? When you have these guys.
In and out.
What was that, David?
It goes in and out.
Yes, it does. That is correct.
Breasts. Breasts.
So maybe Kenny is looking for my new drop for his neighbor.
Anything drug and penis related?
Nope.
Don't we have football to talk about?
Yeah. Whose balls are you taking away? We absolutely do. We're going to do football the rest of the show. We said to take a timeout, but why would you ask your girlfriend? It's not her friend. If it were her friend, she dictates whether you're going or not.
Not asking her if we should go, just asking her opinion on the situation.
What why? Opinion?
More it's people.
It's not relevant.
Kenny,
we gave you the opinion.
Step up to the plate.
She would have to go with me, too. That's part of it.
Kenny, step up to the plate and just say no.
I'll talk to her. Put her on the phone during the break.
No,
I'll handle it.
No. Kenny's going to be an adult.
You are not going to bother her on her only day off this week, all right?
According to you, she's already being bothered at home.
Probably.
You know what?
Probably.
I didn't mean... No.
No.
Don't you dare.
No.
Don't you put
everybody
that evil
relax.
On me. I did not mean
football
it.
Today.
I did not mean it that way. I meant the neighbors. You guys are terrible. I did not. That is...
What is this pineapple for?
No.
Because I have a black...
Read something, somebody!
David, this has got no shot. I'll do it at 55. 97-1.
97.1 The Ticket would like to remind you that when you text The Ticket, standard text messaging rates apply.
All right, let's turn our attention to football. This will be Rico's chance to make fun of Dan Jones, and I'm here for it. So, David, hit the button.
I think it tells you I'm right. They're pushing the envelope. I'm going to watch this team. Can I just say pass?
In Football Today, brought to you by Hungry Howie's Flavored Crust Pizza.
Well, there is a lot of quarterback news out there. People being named starters.
Uh-huh.
Some people not being named starters. We'll start in New York. Let's start with Daniel Jones because he looked like a rookie out there. He looked really, really bad.
Throw out of the end zone should be etched on his tombstone. And I don't even value preseason. But if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's in fact a duck. All Daniel Jones has done since walking in the league is be stupid. And whether he's got an ACL intact or a C7 vertebra cracked, he's stupid. And he continued to be stupid this weekend. So I hear, go ahead. Like, I'm going to defend it. I'm just glad he grew a beard so I don't have to... His face isn't completely blank.
David, I'm going to say three words when it comes to Daniel Jones. This game. And especially that throw in the end zone. Mistakes were made.
That throw in the end zone is something a rookie doesn't do.
Mistakes were made.
Throw the ball away.
Take the safety. You know what? Seriously. Take the safety because... And out of time, two is actually greater than six.
Here's your
Instead
critical
of giving
question.
Up six, just give them two, and we'll hit the reset button.
Here's your critical question for Rico's receipts right now. Does Daniel Jones finish the season as the New York Giants starting quarterback?
No.
Yes, because I don't see who you have behind him.
Hard to start when you're in a wheelchair. I'll say no.
Oh, okay. No, okay. Because of injuries, or I thought he was just going to get pulled?
Because of anything. He blows, or he's brittle. It doesn't matter.
If he's injuries, okay. But I'm saying if he doesn't get injured, he's your quarterback. Because
is he?
Yeah. Just Tommy Cutlets. All right.
David?
In no way can it be Tommy Cutlets. No.
Okay.
Jesus, man.
All right.
All right, let's get to this. A couple people were just named starters for their team. One, Gardner Minshew. He was named QB1 for the Raiders.
It's a no-brainer. He led a team to the playoffs last year. He's gutsy. He's a leader. People follow him. And let's face it, your other option was Aiden O'Connell.
Hey, I was rooting for Aiden O'Connell.
Go to hell.
I thought that he was a fan favorite Oakland, in Las Vegas. They liked him because he was try-hard guy. And he fit the Raider mystique. And, you know, but yeah, in the end... I don't think it's going to matter because I think they're going to end up platooning both QBs throughout the season.
I think the Raiders could be a playoff team and Rico's on crack. Keep it going.
The other quarterback that was named a starter, and this was just minutes ago, Jaden Daniels was named a starter in Washington. Did they have any other choice?
I was going to say, who's the backup?
Exactly.
Are they going to bring back Mark Rippon?
I think the thing I get scared about for him is the weapons are great. The scheme is great with Kingsbury calling the plays. I'm just so scared that O-line's going to get him killed. He's built very slight, and Kingsbury is the king of zero protections. Mm-hmm. Jaden better have his running shoes on because that line is bad, and right. Kingsbury won't do anything to help him.
Now, what it could end up being, he could become this year's version of a Justin Fields where he just doesn't have the talent around him. He has enough to win games, but he doesn't have the O-line. He doesn't have a lot of pieces around. He's fun to watch, a la Fields with the Bears, where he would have times where it's like, man, this guy's entertaining. If you just gave him this. But if you're the Commanders, you have nothing to lose. You might as well put him out there.
Well, let's get to it because...
So what are you going
to
tell me next? Kansas City's decided on their starter?
Yeah, they have named QB Patrick Mahomes as their QB1. Let's get to that.
Breaking news, everyone. Live report from Ed Werder. The Dallas Cowboys have named Dak Prescott their starter. Anything else you'd like to tell us? Perhaps Caleb Williams is starting for the Bears.
I've heard that may be happening for the Bears. Let's talk about Bo Nix before we get to my team. Nix was 8 for 9 for 80 yards and a touchdown in his two drives on Sunday. But more than that, He has led a 6 scoring drive in 7 possessions he's played. Why hasn't he been named the starter yet, though?
I think it's just to make him hungry, David. I think that he is the starter, whether you like it or not. It's one of those things that come day one, they want to make sure that they don't give them the pressure. But he's out, like, he's a grown man. He's got a family. He's got kids. Like, he can't afford to
fail. He's got an AARP card.
He can't afford to fail. So that's why you're seeing him out there, because he's literally out there because I don't want to have to move my family every year to a different city because I'm a backup. I got a chance to win it now. I'm going to win this thing now. And I think he's in a good situation because I think the coach knows I screwed up with Russell Wilson last year, and he's going to listen to me and do everything that I tell him to do. There is no ego with him.
And he's not a normal rookie, like Rico said. The guy's 38 years old. He's Tom Berenger in Major League.
He's not 38, but yes.
But he's their best option. He's mobile. He's smart. Peyton will try to, like, hand him 10 to 12 throws a game that are, like, cherry-picked. Here's the other thing. I could see a pathway. No, the Broncos aren't good. But with Javonte Williams and Audric Estime, there's the ability to pound the rock. Maybe they can set him up for some play action, some bootlegs, some RPO, and he could try to bump along. I mean, they're not a good football team, clearly.
I mean, to me, he appears smart enough to just throw the ball away. Don't do what Daniel Jones did. Throw it out of bounds. We'll punt the ball, and we'll live on for another series.
I love how he says, don't do what Daniel Jones did. Thank you.
This next question is for you, Rico, because I was a little confused about what your team decided to do in the preseason game. I know
you're Brock Purdy.
Yes. I know you're a fan of playing starters, but they had 3 main starters on the offensive line gone, no weapons there, and yet they still played him, and he didn't look good because of that.
Right. Now, I'm all about quarterbacks playing a couple series, and they did, but this was almost like a punishment. Like, Brock didn't bring donuts to the morning meeting, and it was like, okay, well, guess what? Now you're out there. And he was running for his life. And it was just like, Brock, just go down. And Chase Young made that game personal. Chase Young turned it into the NFC Championship game, and the winner goes to the Super Bowl. He was on Purdy from the first snap. So I was happy when he finally left the game, because it's not the, if you're going to play your starting quarterback, he has to have other starters out there and not third stringers.
That is In Football Today.
No.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. You can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I wish I could say I can't believe what Jeremy just said, but honestly, as much as I fly, people have lost their faculties in a post-COVID world on airplanes. I don't know what is happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, you get the people who are afraid to fly, so they feel like, you know, it's a good thing. Either I'm going to get super high or super drunk, or
hear me out, grow up. Okay? You're in more danger getting into a car.
I know.
Get on the plane. You're fine.
I got to get either really high or really drunk, and then I can hop on this
plane. Well, honestly, I'm at a point with this show some days. I feel like I should get high and drunk before coming in here and David handing me a bushel of papers.
You okay?
No, I'm anything but okay. Read the ticket text, will you please? We just did a damn receipt segment. I know. I can't wait for that to bite us in the ass. Odyssey.com Rewind. You want to hear why the Tigers winning might matter, because it won't be for the playoffs.
And you know, you could get all these answers right. We don't know what the season brings.
I know.
No, but they know, just like the texter. King Petty is collecting his receipts. That's what he's going to do with them.
That's it. All the rubber faces in it.
Well, it's just to be a December show where we can break it down on December 1st.
Wonderful. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Someone else is answering your question, which, yes, Florida State and Georgia Tech are in Dublin, Ireland.
Wait, what?
They're in Dublin, Ireland this year.
What? There's always a game in week zero in Dublin, I guess.
Yeah, and that's... it should feature Notre Dame with that stupid cartoon leprechaun.
You mean not Nebraska?
Yeah, or Northwestern or Florida State, Georgia Tech.
But when I think Dublin, I think Wildcats. I think Northwestern.
This sport is so sunk. Why wouldn't you just play the game in Atlanta, sell out a stadium, all the fans can go to it? Who the hell's going to Dublin to watch a college football game? Who? Yeah,
let alone Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I don't know. It makes no sense to me for them.
What time is that disaster on?
That's a great question. It's noon? Probably a noon.
Give me Georgia Tech getting the 11.
Because at that time, it'll change. Be nighttime for them. Or, yeah.
Someone's saying there's no way Michigan loses more games than Penn State.
Okay, why? Do you have reasons besides the fact you're touching yourself? Like, what are we doing here? Like, you got to have reasons if you're an adult.
Quarterbacks. That's why.
Here's the reasons you're going to lose more games than Penn State. These are reasons, not opinions. You lost your starting quarterback who was a first-round pick. You lost one of the best running backs in school history. You lost not one, not two, not three, not four, but all five starting offensive linemen. You lost three of your top four wide receivers. You lost two of your best defensive players, one to a blown-out knee and one went to Bama. You lost an amazing, versatile, weapon, jackknife in Mikey Sanristil. I mean, you want me to keep going? You lost your whole coaching staff. It's like people take stupid pills around here. Anywhere else in America, that opinion, people go, you know what? I get that. Here, in the belly of the blue beast, you'd think I called someone's mother a whore.
Well, that's why we put it in here, because it's thought-provoking, because here, people do think that they're going to be so much better. But I look at another reason, you're playing a real schedule. For the first time. You get a lot of games at home.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Michigan never plays anybody on the road.
But you start off in week two with no quarter. Like, if this was last year and you knew JJ was your quarterback, I would feel better about playing Texas. Whoever starts the Texas game is going to be your starting guy, but they don't know yet who's going to be out of the five QBs auditioning. That's problematic.
I still think they'll be good. I just have a hard time believing they get the 10 wins.
I think if Sherrone Moore can find the QB early and identify the leader of the team, yes. But if he's playing the quarterback shuffle game in those first couple of games, that's where you can end up.
Here's
losing.
The other thing. Why is your win total 8.5 if you're just a monolith? I mean, Vegas doesn't do discounts. Remember last year, nobody understood why State was at 5.5? We're going, geez, that feels awfully low. Like, shouldn't they be better? Cutscene, hotel room, season over, dead. I don't know.
And then you also got to wonder what's going to happen.
Go ahead, put your house on the over. You're so confident.
With the NCAA and what's going to happen. Is that going to become a distraction? Is Moore going to be coaching all the games?
It's just a cheeseburger, you Sparty bleep.
I know.
Oh, wait. Go ahead.
Oh, I love these cult members. Okay, we know what Michigan lost, but look at what we added.
Rick, what did you add?
And Wyandotte.
What'd you add?
Mangum.
Who's a backup? and your own coaching staff is saying he's struggling to adjust to the culture and won't play a lot at the start. Why do I know more about your team than you do? What else did you add? Did you add a high-priced quarterback? I'm sorry, did Dante Moore come home?
You got Donovan.
Who can't stay healthy and has never been the starter. Got it. Who did you add? Tell me what we are supposed to over our ding-a-lings.
You went to the portal and added a new offensive line.
Great. They're not as good as the best O-line in the history of the school. And that's not a shot. It's a compliment. The guys you lost were phenomenal.
I'll say this. Yeah, Will Johnson can't cover everybody.
So. No, Will's great. Mason Graham's the top 10 pick. And certainly, you could say Loveland's probably a second-round tight end. You got a couple high-end players. Right. You still have talent, but whiz, guys.
If I'm a top team playing Michigan, I'm going to tell my top receiver, we're not throwing you the ball today. You're going to get a lot of exercise. You're just going to take Will deep.
Or you just find a way to get him away from it. You can do that with scheme and different things. That's all. But I'm with you. No one is saying they're terrible. But the idea, like I was asked the question, who's going to win more games, Penn State or you? Penn State. You know how little I think of James Franklin. Oh, I'm sorry. I must have missed where I like Penn State. I hate them. Those stupid space ball helmets, that broke bleep offense. They're another group of cultists.
Yeah, they are.
David?
Michigan is an interesting situation, though. The defense is going to be solid, at least the front seven. The offense is the question mark. There's a chance they can get to 10, but I don't see it.
You know, if in order for Michigan to get to 10 wins, you're going to have to become something you hate. You're going to have to become Iowa football for the past few years, where you rely on your defense. Hopefully your special teams can make a couple of plays. Your kicker can hit some field goals, and you win games 16-13, 16-10.
Their best benefit is they never leave home, ever. And look, I don't think, I will say this again. Don't put last year on. Last year it was horns up. Like, I thought Texas was back. This year it's horns down. I don't think Texas is nearly as good as people think they are. I'm not saying Michigan doesn't have a shot at them. The difference is I don't think Michigan just automatically is going to roll out of the rack and win every game like they have the last few years. Yeah, I think there are holes here.
When I see teams like that that are similar to each other, you look at who's at the best player on the field, they got the better quarterback. Because I don't know who the Michigan quarterback is going to be for that game.
Yeah, Ewers needs a win like that, because I got to be honest with you. I still don't think he's the guy. Like, he's their starter, but I don't think he's the dude. Like, I'm not ready to say Quinn Ewers is going to be a first-round pick. Would you take him to lead your NFL team right now?
No.
He still goes through some weird funks.
No, but I think I read that. Is he the latest person in the Dr. Pepper commercials? Yeah, it's Quinn Ewers.
He is, and they happen to mention cheating in there as well.
Do they?
Yeah. In a way. They do it funny, but in a way they do.
Oh, that's it. I'm sure the cultists are now going to boycott Dr. Pepper.
I didn't know so many people would be triggered off of one question.
This is what happens. Oh, this is what happens when everything on this station is the MDN except us.
Well,
people are conditioned.
Well,
call into the mornings. John's got them going 17-0. They don't even play 17 games.
Ironically enough, the MDN bankrupt. It happened while you were gone.
I mean, the school's morally bankrupt, so I mean, it's
they're just being sold to a different company.
How did you go bankrupt selling all this championship gear?
That's a flag.
Maybe the hillbillies ran out of money.
Flag? Because they're being bought out. It's part of the process.
Kenny, is that a flag?
Yes.
Kenny says no. I thought you sold gear throughout the country.
What do you want from me? I didn't even know.
They're being sold.
Okay. No offense, but I'll be the last guy to ever enter the MDN. Like, that's not, it ain't nothing there for
I'm
me.
Just I'm, giving I'm the just facts because like, Rico's not giving the
okay,
facts.
Okay, they're millions of dollars in debt. I don't know how they got
and
that.
And so they're doing it so that they can be sold.
Okay.
That's
leave
the
me
facts.
Out of this. I didn't have any idea about any of that situation. Okay. I wish I could say I can't believe what Jeremy just said, but honestly, as much as I fly, people have lost their faculties in a post-COVID world on airplanes. I don't know what is happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, you get the people who are afraid to fly, so they feel like, you know, it's a good thing. Either I'm going to get super high or super drunk, or
hear me out, grow up. Okay? You're in more danger getting into a car.
I know.
Get on the plane. You're fine.
I got to get either really high or really drunk, and then I can hop on this
plane. Honestly, I'm at a point with this show some days. I feel like I should get high and drunk before coming in here and David handing me a bushel of papers.
You okay?
No, I'm anything but okay. Read the ticket text, will you please? We just did a damn receipt segment. I know. I can't wait for that to bite us in the ass. Odyssey.com Rewind. You want to hear why the Tigers winning might matter, because it won't be for the playoffs.
And you know, you could get all these answers right. We don't know what the season brings.
I know.
No, but they know, just like the texter. King Petty is collecting his receipts. That's we know it. What he's going to do with them.
That's it. All the rubber faces in it.
Well, this will be a December show where we can break it down on December 1st.
Wonderful. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Someone else is answering your question, which, yes, Florida State and Georgia Tech are in Dublin, Ireland.
Wait, what?
They're in Dublin, Ireland this year.
What? There's always a game in week zero in Dublin, I guess.
Yeah, and it should feature Notre Dame with that stupid cartoon leprechaun.
You mean not Nebraska?
Yeah, or Northwestern or Florida State, Georgia Tech.
But when I think Dublin, I think Wildcats. I think Northwestern.
This sport is so sunk. Why wouldn't you just play the game in Atlanta, sell out a stadium, all the fans can go to it? Who the hell's going to Dublin to watch a college football game? Who? Yeah,
let alone Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I don't know. It makes no sense to me for them.
What time is that disaster on?
That's a great question. It's probably a noon.
Give me Georgia Tech getting the 11.
Because at that time, it'll be nighttime for them.
Someone's saying there's no way Michigan loses more games than Penn State.
Okay, why? Do you have reasons besides the fact you're touching yourself? Like, what are we doing here? Like, you got to have reasons if you're an adult.
Quarterbacks. That's why.
Here's the reasons you're going to lose more games than Penn State. These are reasons, not opinions. You lost your starting quarterback who was a first-round pick. You lost one of the best running backs in school history. You lost not one, not two, not three, not four, but all five starting offensive linemen. You lost three of your top four wide receivers. You lost two of your best defensive players, one to a blown-out knee and one went to Bama. You lost an amazing, versatile, weapon, jackknife in Mikey Sanristil. I mean, you want me to keep going? You lost your whole coaching staff. It's like just people take stupid pills around here. Anywhere else in America, that opinion, people go, you know what? I get that. Here in the belly of the blue beast, you'd think I called someone's mother a whore.
Well, that's why we put it in here, because it's thought-provoking, because here people do think that they're going to be so much better. But I look at another reason. You're playing a real schedule. For the first time. You get a lot of games at home.
Yeah, so I was going to say, Michigan never plays anybody on the road.
But you start off in week two with no quarter. Like, if this was last year and you knew JJ was your quarterback, I would feel better about playing Texas. Whoever starts the Texas game is going to be your starting guy, but they don't know yet who's going to be out of the five QBs auditioning. That's problematic.
I still think they'll be good. I just have a hard time believing they get the 10 wins.
I think if Sharon Moore can find the QB early and identify the leader of the team, yes. But if he's playing the quarterback shuffle game in those first couple of games, that's where you can end up.
Here's the other thing. Why is your win total 8.5 if you're just a monolith? I mean, Vegas doesn't do discounts. Remember last year, nobody understood why State was at 5.5? We're going, geez, that feels awfully low. Like, shouldn't they be better? Cutscene, hotel room, season over, dead. I don't know.
And then you also got to wonder what's going to happen.
Go ahead, put your house on the over. You're so confident.
With the NCAA, and what's going to happen? Is that going to become a distraction? Is Moore going to be coaching all the games?
It's just a cheeseburger, you Sparty bleep.
I know.
Oh, wait. Go ahead.
Oh, I love these cult members. Okay, we know what Michigan lost, but look at what we added.
Rick, what'd you add?
And Wyandotte.
What'd you add?
Mangum.
Who's a backup? And your own coaching staff is saying he's struggling to adjust to the culture and won't play a lot at the start. Why do I know more about your team than you do? What else did you add? Did you add a high-priced quarterback? I'm sorry, did Dante Moore come home?
You got Donovan.
Who can't stay healthy and has never been the starter. Got it. Who did you add? Tell me what we are supposed to trip over our ding-a-lings.
You went to the portal and added a new offensive line.
great. They're not as good as the best O-line in the history of the school. And that's not a shot. It's a compliment. The guys you lost were phenomenal.
I'll say this. Yeah, Will Johnson can't cover everybody.
So. No, Will's great. Mason Graham's a top 10 pick. And certainly, you could say Loveland's probably a second-round tight end. You got a couple high-end players. You still have talent, but whiz, guys.
If I'm a top team playing Michigan, I'm going to tell my top receiver, we're not throwing you the ball today. You're going to get a lot of exercise. You're just going to take Will deep.
Or you just find a way to get him away from it. You can do that with scheme and different things. That's all. But I'm with you. No one is saying they're terrible. But the idea, like I was asked the question, who's going to win more games, Penn State or you? Penn State. You know how little I think of James Franklin. Oh, I'm sorry. I must have missed where I like Penn State. I hate them. Those stupid space ball helmets, that broke bleep offense. They're another group of cultists.
Yeah, they are.
David?
Michigan is an interesting situation, though. The defense is going to be solid, at least the front seven. The offense is the question mark. There's a chance they can get to 10, but I don't see it.
You know, if in order for Michigan to get to 10 wins, you're going to have to become something you hate. You're going to have to become Iowa football for the past few years, where you rely on your defense. Hopefully your special teams can make a couple of plays. Your kicker can hit some field goals, and you win games 16-13, 16-10.
Their best benefit is they never leave home, ever. And, look, I don't think – look, I will say this again. Don't put last year on – last year it was horns up. Like, I thought Texas was back. This year it's horns down. I don't think Texas is nearly as good as people think they are. I'm not saying Michigan doesn't have a shot at them. The difference is I don't think Michigan just automatically is going to roll out of the rack – and win every game like they have the last few years. Yeah, I think there are holes here.
When I see teams like that that are similar to each other, you look at who's at the best player on the field, they got the better quarterback. Because I don't know who the Michigan quarterback is going to be for that game.
Yeah, Ewers needs a win like that, because I got to be honest with you. I still don't think he's the guy. Like, he's their starter, but I don't think he's the dude. Like, I'm not ready to say Quinn Ewers is going to be a first-round pick. Would you take him to lead your NFL team right now?
No.
He still goes through some weird funks.
No, but I think I read that. Is he the latest person in the Dr. Pepper commercials? Yeah, it's Quinn Ewers.
He is, and they happen to mention cheating in there as well.
Do they?
Yeah, in a way. They do it funny, but in a way they do.
Oh, that's it. I'm sure the cultists are now going to boycott Dr. Pepper.
I didn't know so many people would be triggered off of one question.
Oh, this is what happens. Oh, this is what happens when everything on this station is the MDN except us.
Well,
people are conditioned.
Well,
call into the mornings. John's got them going 17-0. They don't even play 17 games.
Ironically enough, the MDN bankrupt. It happened while you were gone.
I mean, the school's morally bankrupt. So, I mean,
they're being sold to a different company.
How did you go bankrupt selling all this championship gear?
That's a flag.
Maybe the hillbillies ran out of money.
Flag? Because they're being bought out. It's part of the process.
Kenny, is that a flag?
Yes.
Kenny says no. I thought you sold gear throughout the country.
What do you want from me? I didn't even know.
They're being sold.
Okay. Offense, but I'll be the last guy to ever enter the MDN. Like, that's not, ain't nothing there for
I'm
me.
Just giving I'm the just facts because like, Rico's not giving the
okay,
facts.
Okay, there are millions of dollars in debt. I don't know how they got
there. And
that
so way. They're doing it so that they can be sold.
Okay.
That's yeah, leave the me facts. Out
of this. I didn't have any idea about any of that situation. Okay. All right, let's get to business. If you missed anything, we started out Tigers, 2-3 from the Yankees, sweep the Mariners. What does it all mean? I'll tell you what it means. Nothing for this season. You're too far out of it. But if they can get hot, could it force Scott Harris and Chris Ilitch to act like they care and spend a little money? That's the only reason I'll be excited. But we talked about it. We also talked about the Lions, some of the concerns the other shows are moaning about. It's all there, Odyssey.com Rewind. Kenny, you have a problem on your hands. I want to talk about this. One segment, I want to help you. Because you started to explain, and I said, shut up, we'll do it on the show.
Here we are. So I, over the weekend, received a phone call from an old high school friend. Used to be a very good...
See that black?
No, none of that. None of that. Do you want to help this or not? You're already looking at buttons.
So tonight I want oral.
Roberts, and that's not what we're talking about.
I'd like to jank myself.
Damn it. Can I continue, or is it? Do you have one more
over
button,
here, Kenny?
All right,
I got nothing else.
Am I getting rid of black jobs? Anything else? Peanut gallery,
David. No. We should leave.
One fly, two fly.
Go ahead.
No, so I received a phone call over the weekend from an old buddy of mine. He used to be a really close friend of mine in high school. We go way back. I haven't really talked to him a whole bunch since high school. And he invites me to his wedding, or asked me for my address over the phone. Yep. So I sent him the address, and the wedding is the end of next month.
Nope.
It is less than 2 months away. I told him, yeah, I'll talk to the lady. We'll see what we're doing. I don't know where this begins or ends.
It ends right here. The answer is no. This guy's a freeloader, and he wants a gift. That's all it is. You're out.
See, I looked at it as it was, did he call you?
Yeah, he called me.
Yeah, it was almost like out of obligation. Like, Kenny may find out I got married and I didn't invite him, so let me kind of half-ass do this. I'll invite him 3 days before the wedding,
or
so he'll say no,
or hey, do you have any idiots in your Rolodex who will buy us something nice and we can upcharge them to come to our wedding? Yeah, I got a guy.
See, that's interesting that you would say that, though, because to me it felt more like somebody had dropped out. Yes. And there was still a spot, David.
Right, and he's trying to fill it because he's already paid for the venue and for the plate, and he wants you to give him a little envelope.
It's close enough. Well, the end is getting really here to his wedding, and he lost a seat, and he wants someone to fill it to give him a gift.
So, Kenny, basically, he's treating you like the group of five team.
Yeah.
I get a seat at the table, but is it really a seat at the table?
Right, you're there, but you happen to notice a lot of little people around you. They're called children. You're at the little kid's table.
Kenny's the seventh corner that they took. He's a depth move. The kid will never play, but you add him to the roster.
I happen to enjoy the guy's company. I mean, he's a good dude.
You enjoy his company so much, you haven't seen him since high school.
Well, that's kind of where the sticking point with me is.
Enjoy his company.
I haven't seen this. I saw him at a party once, like a year ago, and it wasn't even his party.
And then on top of that,
come see that black.
Hey, do you want to go to a fall wedding? No.
Oh, what week is the wedding?
It's on a Friday, so it's not
even worse.
It's not on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Yes, but you got the Big Ten games out West Coast on Friday nights.
No way.
Thank God.
The answer's no. Turn it down. Don't ever talk to him again.
So he's a freeloader is what you're saying.
See, that's looked at it as that you were I don't want Kenny to be angry at me if he finds out.
Wait a minute. How would he be angry? Kenny hasn't seen him in 10 years.
Well, at a reunion.
What reunion, Kenny?
Oh, you
didn't
got
graduate.
Yeah, but he didn't know if Kenny's a spiteful person.
Jesus. One fly, two fly.
Wow. Listen, why would you go? Do you even know the name of the person he's married?
I think I might. I met her one time.
Oh.
That one singular time.
Oh.
So, does she listen to this show?
Oh, I don't know. Oh. We'll find out, probably. It's out there now. I'll probably be receiving a text at some point.
Of what?
I don't know.
I think it's sketchy.
I don't think there's anything to be mad about. If he didn't invite me, I wouldn't have been offended either.
Because it's you didn't know if he was alive. If this guy died, would you have known when the funeral was? No.
I would have found out. It wouldn't have been like through the first two or three people to find out, though. That's for sure.
Exactly. Which means you don't count.
I wouldn't, like I said, I wouldn't have been offended if he hadn't invited me in the first place. Like you said, we haven't
talked. First of all, when you don't get invited to a wedding, you know what you should say?
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Because second of all, there's better than 50% odds. He's going to have a second one. So who cares?
Oh, come on. What are we doing here?
We're talking truth. All right, David, I'm tired of this. Weddings are hostage situations. All this is now is a game. It's a way to collect money to subsidize their life and probably pay their credit card debt. It's not about love.
So it's
not about any of this. It's a grift.
I will say this, Kenny.
I'm pumped up when I'm not invited to a wedding.
Oh, even better if you're not involved in it at all.
Even better. Right. That's another grift.
If you're true friends,
pay for my bachelor party.
That's all Kenny did was bitch about bachelor parties the last 5 years. He's been on 17 of the 10 things.
We're not allowed to talk about that.
I said 17 of them. Not that one.
He's been to others.
Our little show.
He's been to a zillion of these things. He's got a bachelor party every week.
But I'll say this, Kenny. If you were true friends, he wouldn't have to call you to ask you for your address.
Yeah, hello.
He would already have it. It would have already sent this months ago.
Yeah, I would say if you haven't talked to the person in 6 months, you're not obligated to.
6 months? Try 6 years.
No. It's been a while. I'm saying, but if you haven't talked to somebody within 6 months that you don't, you know what? I know you're dating this person. Listen, hey, how's it going with her?
We're actually thinking
about getting married.
I'll give you a great example. If you don't talk to somebody within 6 months or a year before they die, you don't go to the funeral.
See, I thought I had a leg to stand on because I was like, all right, so we moved recently. I moved recently, and I was like, well, that was during the pandemic or right after. That was 4 years ago, so that's not even that recently that I moved.
It's not recent. Kenny, if the guy dropped dead and you hadn't seen him in 4 years, I don't think you need to be at the funeral. I don't care about social protocol.
No, see, that could be different. Because
no, it's not.
No, because, Mike, there are some people that you don't need to talk to, but it's like, you could talk to them 2 years from now, and you'll pick right up from your previous conversation.
Not if they're dead. No, I wouldn't go to the funeral. Okay. Funerals suck. And then if you go, it's like you're patronizing the people that lost this person because what? You're there to look good? It's the same thing as these stupid weddings. You're not his friend.
You're there to pay your respects, Mike.
No, you're not. That's a made-up thing.
No, it is not it's a made-up thing.
Rico, I understand what you're saying. There are certain people or some people that you may not talk to
in a year, every day.
But we catch back up every time we see each other.
But like, you know, plenty of people go to those events for no other reason than to make themselves look good. True or false, and you know it's true.
See, I think as you get older,
you're one of those people, aren't you?
No, I'm
Rico,
not.
Rico sashays by the corpse.
No, I do not. No. Nope.
You're a funeral guy.
I am not funeral guy at all. As a matter of fact,
funeral guy. No, wow.
As a matter of fact, I am the antithesis of that. I have to really know you well in order to go. I do
Thank
not.
You. So here's
do
my.
That's, there's up north guy. There's boat guy. There's funeral
no,
guy.
I funeral guy.
I do not do funerals.
No,
we can end that right here.
No, and I don't think you have to. That's right. My point. Like you don't have to say yes to a wedding you're invited to. To hell with that.
Yeah.
Plus the look. At least a funeral's final. Dead. There's no undead. These weddings, no one stays married anymore. Kenny can get him on the rebound. That's the difference. Look at the divorce statistics.
I'm not allowing that.
Who's Kenny getting on the rebound?
Well, that depends. I don't know. I don't.
I was like, wait.
You got to give him that huck to it.
Like, wait a minute.
I was like, I'm getting a rebound. What's going on here?
You mean hanging out with his buddy on the rebound?
I meant the second go around when he inevitably is married again.
Okay. Getting divorced and Rico's funeral guy. All right.
We've established a lot here.
Yeah, I don't do
funeral. I'm with you. And I get tired of people judging people. Oh, did you see Bob didn't go to the funeral? Bob hadn't seen the person in 8 years. They don't talk.
There's probably a short list of people that I will actually go to their funeral if I'm still around. But other than that, the best you'll get from me is, you know, a phone call, maybe a visitation family hour.
But even that's obligatory. Listen, it is what it is. I think the whole funeral thing for non-immediate family or friends is largely performative. And I think it is something that needs to stop, just like weddings. This whole thing, there are, like, listen, these people hold... Last year, I'll give you a great example. You know what?
No, but here's
we're
the
up against it. I can't do anything anymore.
You know what? Finish it on the
no,
next
one. No, nobody cares. We'll move on. It's just going to say all these weddings.
I didn't say a word. My hands didn't move.
Because here's the thing. I honestly think if you gave the people
nobody
getting
likes 300 people, why would you have 300 people at your wedding?
You know what? How about I give me, I'll buy the opt-out. How about I'll just give you a check for $150 and I don't have to be there.
There you go. Why can't you pay your way out of a funeral? Yep. I didn't want to be there, but here's $100. I mean, what are you going to do? Like, it doesn't make sense.
I was talking weddings, but oh, sure.
It's both.
The Valenti and Rico Show is presented by Femininio Law. Go to GetDavidGetPaid.com.
All right, a few minutes. We'll get back to football. Talk Lions, top of the hour. If you missed anything, Odyssey.com rewind. We took a quick TO because Kenny was victimized over here. He's got a grifter inviting him to a wedding. It's totally ridiculous. And we found out that Rico shows up at funerals to pick up chicks. Unbelievable.
I'm with Frank the Tank.
You're Chaz. No, I'm kidding. No.
Yeah, Chaz. Yeah.
No, it's weddings and funerals are two things that a lot of people go to a lot of that they don't want to go, and they shouldn't go. Kenny should not go. He hasn't seen a guy in 10 years.
He's out there hang gliding. Look at me. Look at me.
Dead. What an idiot. David.
I don't even go to my closest relative's wedding. Waste of time. Someone else signed anonymous because he listens regularly. A buddy of mine got married recently. He started inviting anyone and everyone last minute. We all saw right through it.
Thank you.
Just wanted gifts or filled the seats.
This story, I'm serious. This was real life, and it is the epitome of stupidity. So one of the weeks I was in New York last year for football, there was a wedding. You know the movie Home Alone 2?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the hotel it's filmed at, it's like the Plaza.
Right.
You know, celebrity guests of the Ding Dong Dang. So somebody had a wedding near Christmas time. They had shut the street. They had horse-drawn carriages. There were like 300 people. I mean, that's a million-dollar wedding. No one even likes 300 people. Why would you attend said wedding? Look at all the huge weddings we have locally. You don't even like that many people.
Even if you just split it down the middle, give me 150 people.
I don't like 150 people. It's not even something. David doesn't like 150 people.
I don't, and I made that mistake in my life.
Okay, no. Which one? The first kid or the second?
No. No, inviting a number of people to the wedding.
First kid. No, but yeah, now that you put it in that way, it's like, yeah, you really don't.
So my point is, if you don't like that many people, how could you get offended that they don't come? That they're not there?
Because I think deep down, everybody wants to see, you know, the full congregation.
Here's the other thing. Oh, you didn't go to so-and-so's funeral. Yeah, what's their opinion? Wait for it. They're dead.
Yeah, they don't really care.
Now, if you're friends with the family and you care about them, go. But if you don't talk to the person, or much less you didn't like them, why are you there? Like, I can't stand it when you go to a wake or a viewing, you got people laughing like it's the Ed Sullivan Show. Pay your respects and leave. This isn't comedy hour.
No, Mike, you're reflecting back on the good times.
Yeah, talking to people and enjoying the good times.
Yeah, well, there's a body next to you. Totally normal behavior.
How about this?
Stories about the individual.
Okay, I promise you this.
What?
If you go first, we will not attend.
Don't.
We're going to go to a horse race.
That's fine. I won't care. I'm dead.
That may be a way to honor him. You might be right.
We're headed to Sarasota, Florida, and we're going to horse racing.
You'll have trouble. They don't have a track. But I wish you luck in your quest.
Sarasota, Florida.
All right. Ticket text, please.
Oh, Kenny Cott is not going to turn down free fruit and a drink.
It's not free. He has to buy them a gift.
Thank you. Worse than weddings and funerals are graduation parties. My wife and I will never go to one. We made sure our kids didn't have them either. Yeah, that is from John.
Me and my wife have a policy. We just send an envelope. There are no graduation parties. Like, I'm not going to be a jerk. I don't want to hurt the kid. God bless. Have a great life. I'll send you a little envelope, but no shot.
The only exception is like little Tommy that you saw grow up since he was five.
I don't even care. Little Tommy doesn't talk to me no more. Here's an envelope. David,
what you doing, Tommy, man?
I cannot believe this text. This cannot be real.
What?
My cousin had 700 people at his wedding in San Diego.
I quit.
I cannot believe that.
I give up. You know, the worst part is the families demand it. Okay. Certain families who are planning it. Oh, my God, you have to invite Aunt Beatrice. Who?
You know, your aunt and your brother's cousin's side. Did I ever meet her before?
Kenny, you're not going, right?
700?
That's the consensus. Otherwise, I'm labeled a loser or something at this point.
You are. You're a sucker.
Kenny, you don't have to go. So what's the downside? You don't talk to him for another 10 years?
No, I don't know. I feel bad about it. It's basically what you were saying earlier. It's, you know, I was good friends with this guy at one point. Very good friends.
Right. Actually. So such good friends you haven't talked in 10 years.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
Okay, so you're not going.
That's where the lean is.
There are people that you may talk to once a year or so, and it's just like, wow, don't know how this happened, and you catch up, and you just kind of, because
it
you
is
have
kind
a life,
of like that though. Is if I hung out with him tomorrow, it would be just like it was, you know, 5-6 years.
So basically, you don't like this guy.
No, I do like this guy.
Well, you're short on friends. So if you have someone you like, why wouldn't you hang out with them?
Redneck, no friends. What's next, huh? One fly, two fly.
Just saying, man. You may want to just, you know, you don't have to.
No, I the lean is probably not. I'll talk to the lady, see what she thinks.
No,
about it,
she doesn't get an opinion. It's your friend. I mean, what, the last time you spoke to this guy, what, the Tigers were relevant?
That's it. That's another angle of this, too, is I was just at a family member's wedding a few weeks ago.
Do you like them?
Yes, very much so. And we did a lot of ring shaming about me not having one for my lady. So another wedding, that's not going to help with that at all.
No, because you don't want to buy a ring.
Not yet. Once we move out of this, our favorite apartment that we like to talk about, then that's going to be on the table.
Have your neighbors calmed it down, or are they still caving the ceiling in on you?
Oh, summertime was busy months.
Spanking.
All the drops.
It's still wet.
Yes. It's probably what happened right now. Who needs an alarm at 2 in the afternoon? When you have these,
it goes
guys
in and out.
What was that, David?
It goes in and out.
Yes, it does. That is correct.
Breasts. So maybe Kenny is looking for my new drop for his neighbor. Anything drug and penis related?
Nope. Don't we have football to talk about?
Yeah. How many balls are you taking away? We absolutely do. We're going to do football the rest of the show. We said to take a timeout, but why would you ask your girlfriend? It's not her friend. If it were her friend, she dictates whether you're going or not.
Not asking her if we should go, just asking her opinion on the situation.
What
why?
Opinion?
More it's people.
It's not relevant.
Kenny,
we gave
step
you the opinion.
Up to the plate. She would have to go with me, too. That's part of it.
Kenny, step up to the plate and just say no.
I'll talk to her. Put her on the phone during the break.
No,
I'll handle it.
No. Kenny's going to be an adult.
You are not going to bother her on her only day off this week, all right?
According to
you, she's already being bothered at home.
Probably.
You know what?
Probably.
I didn't mean... No.
No.
Don't you dare.
No.
Don't you put
everybody
that evil
relax.
On me. I did not mean
football
it.
Today.
I did not mean it that way. I meant the neighbors. You guys are terrible. I did not. That is...
What is this pineapple for?
No.
Because I have a black...
Read something, somebody. David, this has got no shot. I'll do it at 55. 97-1.
97.1 The Ticket would like to remind you that when you text The Ticket, standard text messaging rates apply.
All right, let's turn our attention to football. This will be Rico's chance to make fun of Dan Jones, and I'm here for it. So, David, hit the button.
I think it tells you I'm right. They're pushing the envelope. I'm going to watch this team. Can I just say pass?
In Football Today, brought to you by Hungry Howie's Flavored Crust Pizza.
Well, there is a lot of quarterback news out there. People being named starters.
Uh-huh.
Some people not being named starters. We'll start in New York. Let's start with Daniel Jones because he looked like a rookie out there. He looked really, really bad.
Throw out of the end zone should be etched on his tombstone. And I don't even value preseason. But if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's in fact a duck. All Daniel Jones has done since walking in the league is be stupid. And whether he's got an ACL intact or a C-7.
The Valenti and Rico Show is presented by Femininio Law. Go to GetDavidGetPaid.com.
All right, a few minutes, we'll get back to football, talk Lions, top of the hour. If you missed anything, Odyssey.com rewind. We took a quick TO because Kenny was victimized over here. He's got a grifter inviting him to a wedding. It's totally ridiculous. And we found out that Rico shows up at funerals to pick up chicks. Unbelievable.
I'm with Frank the Tank.
You're Chaz. No, I'm kidding. No.
Yeah, Chaz, yeah.
No, it's weddings and funerals are two things that a lot of people go to a lot of that they don't want to go, and they shouldn't go. Kenny should not go. He hasn't seen a guy in 10 years.
He's out there hang gliding. Oh, look at me.
Dead. What an idiot. David.
I don't even go to my closest relative's wedding. Waste of time. Someone else signed anonymous because he listens regularly. A buddy of mine got married recently. He started inviting anyone and everyone last minute. We all saw right through it.
Thank you.
Just wanted gifts or filled the seats.
This story, I'm serious. This was real life, and it is the epitome of stupidity. So one of the weeks I was in New York last year for football, there was a wedding. You know the movie Home Alone 2?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the hotel it's filmed at, it's like the Plaza.
Right.
You know, celebrity guests of the Ding Dong Dang. So somebody had a wedding near Christmas time. They had shut the street. They had horse-drawn carriages. There were like 300 people. I mean, that's a million-dollar wedding. No one even likes 300 people. Why would you attend said wedding? Look at all the huge weddings we have locally. You don't even like that many people.
If you just split it down the middle, give me 150 people.
I don't like 150 people. It's not even something. David doesn't like 150 people.
I don't, and I made that mistake in my life.
Okay, no. Which one? The first kid or the second?
No, inviting a number of people to the wedding.
First kid. No, but yeah, now that you put it in that way, it's like, yeah, you really don't.
So my point is, if you don't like that many people, how could you get offended that they don't come? That they're not there?
Because I think deep down, everybody wants to see, you know, the full congregation.
Here's the other thing. Oh, you didn't go to so-and-so's funeral. Yeah, what's their opinion? Wait for it. They're dead.
Yeah, they don't really care.
Now, if you're friends with the family and you care about them, go. But if you don't talk to the person, or much less you didn't like them, why are you there? Like, I can't stand it when you go to a wake or a viewing, you got people laughing like it's the Ed Sullivan Show. Pay your respects and leave. This isn't comedy hour.
No, Mike, you're reflecting back on the good times.
Yeah, talking to people and enjoying the good times.
Yeah, well, there's a body next to you. Totally normal behavior.
How about this?
Stories about the individual.
Okay, I promise you this.
What?
If you go first, we will not attend.
Don't.
We're going to go to a horse race.
That's fine. I won't care. I'm dead.
That may be a way to honor him. You might be right.
We're headed to Sarasota, Florida, and we're going to horse racing.
You'll have trouble. They don't have a track. But I wish you luck in your quest.
Sarasota, Florida.
All right. Ticket text, please.
Oh, Kenny Cott is not going to turn down free food and a drink.
It's not free. He has to buy them a gift.
Thank you. Worse than weddings and funerals are graduation parties. My wife and I will never go to one. We made sure our kids didn't have them either. Yeah, that is from John.
Me and my wife have a policy. We just send an envelope. There are no graduation parties. Like, I'm not going to be a jerk. I don't want to hurt the kid. God bless. Have a great life. I'll send you a little envelope, but no shot.
The only exception is like little Tommy that you saw grow up since he was five.
I don't even care. Little Tommy doesn't talk to me no more. Here's an envelope. David,
what you doing, Tommy, man?
I cannot believe this text. This cannot be real.
What?
My cousin had 700 people at his wedding in San Diego.
I quit.
I cannot believe that.
I give up. You know, the worst part is the families demand it. Certain families who are planning it. Oh, my God, you have to invite Aunt Beatrice. Who?
You know, your aunt on your brother's cousin's side. Did I ever meet her before?
Kenny, you're not going, right?
700?
That's the consensus. Otherwise, I'm labeled a loser or something at this point.
You are. You're a sucker.
Kenny, you don't have to go. So what's the downside? You don't talk to him for another 10 years?
No, I don't know. I feel bad about it. It's basically what you were saying earlier. It's, you know, I was good friends with this guy at one point. Very good friends.
Right. Actually. So such good friends you haven't talked in 10 years.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
Okay, so you're not going.
That's now, where like the lean is.
There are people that you may talk to once a year or so, and it's just like, wow, don't know how this happened, and you catch up, and you just kind of, because
it
you
is
have
kind
a life,
of like that, though, is if I hung out with him tomorrow, it would be just like it was, you know, 5, 6 years.
So basically, years. You don't like this guy.
No, I do like this guy.
Well, you're short on friends. So if you have someone you like, why wouldn't you hang out with them?
Redneck, no friends. What's next, huh? One fly, two fly.
Just saying, man. You may want to just, you know, you don't have to.
No, I the lean is probably not. I'll talk to the lady, see what she thinks.
No,
about it,
she doesn't get an opinion. It's your friend.
I mean, what, the last time you spoke to this guy, what, the Tigers were relevant?
That's another angle of this, too, is I was just at a family member's wedding a few weeks ago.
Do you like them?
Yes, very much so. And we did a lot of ring shaming about me not having one for my lady. So another wedding, that's not going to help with that at all.
No, because you don't want to buy a ring.
Not yet. Not yet. Once we move out of this, our favorite apartment that we like to talk about, then there's that's going to be on
the
table.
Have your neighbors calmed it down, or are they still caving the ceiling in on you?
Oh, summertime was busy months for
spanking,
them.
Spanking, oh, spanking.
All the drops.
It's still wet.
Yes. It's probably what happened right now. Who needs an alarm at 2 in the afternoon? When you have these
guys. It
goes
in and out.
What was that, David?
It goes in and out.
Yes, it does. That is correct.
Breasts. Breasts.
So maybe Kenny is looking for my new drop for his neighbor.
Anything drug and penis related?
Nope.
Don't we have football to talk about?
Yeah. Whose balls are you taking away? We absolutely do. We're going to do football the rest of the show. We said to take a timeout, but why would you ask your girlfriend? It's not her friend. If it were her friend, she dictates whether you're going or not.
Not asking her if we should go. Just asking her opinion on the situation.
What why? Opinion?
More it's people.
It's not relevant.
Kenny,
we gave you the opinion.
Step up to the plate.
She would have to go with me, too. That's part of it.
Kenny, step up to the plate and just say no.
I'll talk to her. Put her on the phone during the break.
No,
I'll handle it.
No. Kenny's going to be an adult.
You are not going to bother her on her only day off this week, all right?
According to you, she's already being bothered at home.
Probably.
You know what?
Probably.
I didn't mean... No. Don't you dare.
No.
Don't you put
everybody
that evil
relax.
On me. I did not mean
football
it.
Today.
I did not mean it that way. I meant the neighbors. You guys are terrible. I did not. That is...
What is this pineapple for?
No.
Because I have a black...
Read something, somebody.
David, this has got no shot. I'll do it at 55. 97-1.
97-1 The Ticket would like to remind you that when you text The Ticket, standard text messaging rates apply.
All right, let's turn our attention to football. This will be Rico's chance to make fun of Dan Jones, and I'm here for it. So, David, hit the button.
I think it tells you I'm right. They're pushing the envelope. I'm going to watch this team. Can I just say pass?
In Football Today, brought to you by Hungry Howie's Flavored Crust Pizza.
Well, there is a lot of quarterback news out there. People being named starters.
Uh-huh.
Some people not being named starters. We'll start in New York. Let's start with Daniel Jones because he looked like a rookie out there. He looked really, really bad.
Throw out of the end zone should be etched on his tombstone. And I don't even value preseason. But if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's in fact a duck. All Daniel Jones has done since walking in the league is be stupid. And whether he's got an ACL intact or a C7 vertebra cracked, he's stupid. And he continued to be stupid this weekend. So I hear, go ahead. Like, I'm going to defend it? I'm just glad he grew a beard so I don't have to... His face isn't completely blank.
David, I'm going to say three words when it comes to Daniel Jones. This game. And especially that throw in the end zone. Mistakes were made.
That throw in the end zone is something a rookie doesn't do.
Mistakes were made.
Throw the ball away.
Take the safety. You know what? Seriously. Take the safety because in that time, two is actually greater than six.
Here's your
Instead of giving
question.
Up six, just give them two and we'll hit the reset button.
Here's your critical question for Rico's receipts right now. Does Daniel Jones finish the season as the New York Giants starting quarterback?
No.
Yes, because I don't see who you have behind him.
Hard to start when you're in a wheelchair. I'll say no.
Oh, okay. No, okay. Because of injuries, or I thought he was just going to get pulled?
Because of anything. He blows or he's brittle. It doesn't matter.
If he's injuries, okay. But I'm thinking if he doesn't get injured, he's your quarterback. Because
is he?
Yeah. Just Tommy Cutlets. All right.
David?
In no way can it be Tommy Cutlets. No.
Okay.
Jesus, man.
All right.
All right, let's get to this. A couple people were just named starters for their team. One, Gardner Minshew. He was named QB1 for the Raiders.
It's a no-brainer. He led a team to the playoffs last year. He's gutsy. He's a leader. People follow him. And let's face it, your other option was Aiden O'Connell.
Hey, I was rooting for Aiden O'Connell.
Go to hell.
I thought that he was a fan favorite in, I was about to say, Oakland, in Las Vegas. They liked him because he was try-hard guy, and he fit the Raider mystique. And, you know, but, yeah, in the end, I don't think it's going to matter because I think they're going to end up platooning both QBs throughout the season.
I think the Raiders could be a playoff team, and Rico's on crack. Keep it going.
The other quarterback that was named a starter, and this was just minutes ago, Jaden Daniels was named a starter in Washington. Did they have any other choice?
I was going to say, who's the backup?
Exactly.
Are they going to bring back Mark Rippon?
I think the thing I get scared about for him is the weapons are great. The scheme is great with Kingsbury calling the plays. I'm just so scared that O-line's going to get him killed. He's built very slight, and Kingsbury is the king of zero protections. Jaden better have his running shoes on because that line is bad, and right. Kingsbury won't do anything to help him.
Now, what it could end up being, he could become this year's version of a Justin Fields where he just doesn't have the talent around him. He has enough to win games, but he doesn't have the O-line. He doesn't have a lot of pieces around. He's fun to watch, a la Fields with the Bears, where he would have times where it's like, man, this guy's entertaining. If you just gave him this. But if you're the Commanders, you have nothing to lose. You might as well put him out there.
Well, let's get to it because...
So what are you going
to
tell me next? Kansas City's decided on their starter?
Yeah, they have named QB Patrick Mahomes as their QB1. No, let's get to that.
I have breaking news, everyone. Live report from Ed Werder. The Dallas Cowboys have named Dak Prescott their starter. Anything else you'd like to tell us? Perhaps Caleb Williams is starting for the Bears.
I've heard that may be happening for the Bears. Let's talk about Bo Nix before we get to my team. Nix was 8-for-9 for 80 yards and a touchdown in his two drives on Sunday. But more than that, he has led a 6 scoring drive in 7 possessions he's played. Why hasn't he been named the starter yet, though?
I think it's just to make him hungry, David. I think that he is the starter, whether you like it or not. It's one of those things that come day one. They want to make sure that they don't give them the pressure, but he's out. Like, he's a grown man. He's got a family. He's got kids. Like, he can't afford
to fail. He's got an AARP card.
He can't afford to fail. So that's why you're seeing him out there, because he's literally out there because I don't want to have to move my family every year to a different city because I'm a backup. I got a chance to win it now. I'm going to win this thing now. And I think he's in a good situation because I think the coach knows I screwed up with Russell Wilson last year. And he's going to listen to me and do everything that I tell him to do. There is no ego with him.
And he's not a normal rookie, like Rico said. The guy's 38 years old. He's Tom Berenger in Major League.
He's not 38, but yes.
But he's their best option. He's mobile. He's smart. Peyton will try to, like, hand him 10 to 12 throws a game that are, like, cherry-picked. Here's the other thing. I could see a pathway. No, the Broncos aren't good. But with Javonte Williams and Audric Estime, there's the ability to pound the rock. Maybe they can set him up for some play action, some bootlegs, some RPO, and he could try to bump along. I mean, they're not a good football team, clearly.
I mean, to me, he appears smart enough to just throw the ball away. Don't do what Daniel Jones did. Throw it out of bounds. We'll punt the ball, and we'll live on for another series.
I love how he says, don't do what Daniel Jones did. Thank you.
This next question is for you, Rico, because I was a little confused about what your team decided to do in the preseason game. I know
you're Brock Purdy.
Yes. I know you're a fan of playing starters, but they had 3 main starters on the offensive line gone, no weapons there, and yet they still played him, and he didn't look good because of that.
Right. Now, I'm all about quarterbacks playing a couple series, and they did, but this was almost like a punishment. Like, Brock didn't bring donuts to the morning meeting, and it was like, okay, well, guess what? Now you're out there. And he was running for his life, and it was just like, Brock, just go down. And Chase Young made that game personal. Chase Young turned it into the NFC Championship game, and the winner goes to the Super Bowl. He was on Purdy from the first snap. So I was happy when he finally left the game, because it's not the if you're going to play your starting quarterback, he has to have other starters out there and not third stringers.
That is In Football Today.
No.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.